vibrating.
As Donald announced this morning, our scripture reading will come from Ephesians chapter 6 in the first four verses. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Well, I thank Allie for reading those verses in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. The Apostle Paul addresses the family as he wrote to the church at Ephesus, and he covers the entire group, the husband, the wife, the father, the mother. In Ephesians 5, he talks about the husband and the wife and their relationship. Then he goes into the father and mother and the children, all the servants in the household. So God's plan is that there'd be a man and a woman who'd find each other and they'd be able to join themselves together as husband and wife and be together for life, procreate, have children, and raise the children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, teach them of the way they should go, that that man would love his wife and respect and love her, and she'd love and respect her husband. They'd bring their children up in the word of the Lord, teach and train them that they may grow up to be people who would serve God and do His will. And so the subject of fathers, as we talked about in our first lesson this morning, is an important subject, such as the subject of mothers is also very important. We talked about back on Mother's Day. So this being marked as Father's Day on our calendars, and there's a subject in the Bible about dads and fathers, we're going to have a second lesson about fathers this morning, and we're going to go to the book of Luke and talk about the father of the prodigal son. The father of the prodigal son and the father of the older brother. And so there's some things about him that are important, some things that we can learn from him that will help us as dads today. Now whether or not this is, if you compare it and use it as an illustration of God the Father forgiving those who would repent and come back to Him out of sin, that's used oftentimes. And Jesus, in teaching this, we can see the love of the Heavenly Father for His family, for His people, for His children. He wants them all to come back and be faithful to Him. And this shows God's compassion and His love for His children, bringing them back. But also, if you look at it from the standpoint of as we live our lives on earth, a man who has a family, a man who's a father, he's a dad, he has some children. And we talked about sometimes the way the younger son behaved and the way the older son behaved. And so let's talk about the father and a few points about him this morning there. In Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 12 and going through several verses in that chapter. We're not going to read all those verses to begin with for time factor. So we can just take each verse at a time and talk about it on the points, or a few verses at a time to talk about the points of the father, the prodigal son. And certainly I can learn some lessons from him as a dad, as a granddad on this earth, and I can learn a lot of lessons about our Heavenly Father also and who He is. So the father of the prodigal son, Luke chapter 15, verse 12 and 31, we see that he was generous. He was a generous man. He was sharing with his possessions. As dads, when we have children, we work to make a living for our family. And we share what we earn with our family. And so our possessions, we feel like as dads and parents that what we have is our children. And sometimes I'll tell my children that, you know, what we have is yours, and our grandchildren. A few weeks ago, my little great-grandson, he's 5 years old, and he comes over to the house, and he goes out and feeds the cows, and he'll ride the truck with me in the hayfield, and he wants to work. He's got his Carhartt clothes and his cap and his hat and his John Deere hat, and he's on that tractor and that lawnmower, and he's wherever you at, he's right under your feet. What can I do, Papa? Well, the other day he came in and he came running up and he knocked on the door, and of course I already had the door open. I heard him and his dad pull up in the truck and trailer, and so opened it, here he come running. He come up running. He said, "Papa," he said, "can we borrow your chainsaw?" And I said, "Oh, son," I said, "you don't have to borrow anything. Your dad's got a key to the house. What's ours is yours. If you want that chainsaw, you and your daddy can get it." He said, "Where's Granny?" He ran in the house and went in there and he told her and he said, "Can we borrow Papa's chainsaw?" So he realized the understanding of respecting who you're going to talk to, but his dad was laughing about it. So they got the chainsaw and they did what they was going to do and they brought it back in good shape. But children, we love our children. We love our grandchildren. And the things they do are amazing and they're so funny sometimes. They just crack you up laughing at them. But as a dad, as a granddad, we need to be thankful for our children and understand that if I have something for my child, that we'd give anything for our child so they can have the things they need. If they're hungry, we'd give them the bread we have. If we didn't have but one piece, we'd give them all of it so they can have food.